Say my name.
Stop radio.
Salutare, oameni buni, suntem la Superb Life Hacks, episodul 2, dacă ai ratat primul episod de săptămâna trecută. Hai să spun ce facem noi la Superb Life Hacks. Este o emisiune inițiată de SAP Radio împreună cu partenerul nostru WebEdge. O avem și Monica în studio pe aici și o salutăm pe această ocazie. O emisiune săptămânală în care ții doza aia de inspirație, da? Despre ce înseamnă să te pregătești pentru un interviu, Life Hacks. Desigur, conform numelui emisiunii, și desigur îți aducem în față oameni cu factor de decizie, oameni inspiraționali sau oameni care, curios, poate pentru tine, au și pasiuni, au hobby-uri foarte faine chiar din zona asta muzicală de care suntem noi apropiați. Astăzi, alături de noi, avem 3 DJ, oameni foarte cool, faini, membrii companiei WebEdge. Este vorba de DJ Ado, DJ Snow și DJ Vani Dani. Desigur, alături de mine, coleguța Andra. Și pentru că unul dintre invitați este nativ vorbitor de limba engleză, we'll switch it to English, so for English, press one.
Yes, please.
So, welcome in our studio. DJ Ado, DJ Snow and Vani Dani.
Good to be here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Hello, everybody.
It's a big pleasure to have you here. I'll start with a quick question. How would you describe your job and your hobby, and how much time and effort do you invest in both of them? Let's start from this topic. You can start.
Yeah, I can say something, you know.
Please.
Because we have to switch in English, then let me open the honor. Yeah, so working and keeping the hobbies. Personally, I can manage to do both, you know, at some sort of at the same level. Luckily, I have a schedule, working schedule that, you know, I'm working like 3 days, yes, 3 days, no. So 3 days alternate, and that means that I have that 3 days off where I just, you know, focusing on music. But not only, obviously, but yeah, comparing to probably other working schedule, like Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, I guess my working schedule is perfect to, you know, balance the two things.
Thank you for the intro.
You're welcome.
I don't have the same schedule as Vani. I work every day, the day shift. So for me, the time is more limited, so to say. I invest more time, as you said, in the working hours, in the WebEdge working hours, let's say it like this. But I use my free time to nurture my hobby, let's say like this.
Okay.
And play music and do mixes and stuff and prepare myself for the weekend, for the weekends that I play out.
I work the same schedule as Vani. He didn't mention that we work nights, so we're night owls all the way to the end. When we go to the class, we're also working nights. Yeah, it's a good schedule because it gives us a lot of time to... Well, I mostly dig music. I'm a natural-born digger. I search for music all the time, even if I do have or don't have a gig in the weekend. So this job offers me a lot of opportunities to do this. Yeah, and that's it, I think, no.
For those who don't know you, what kind of music do you mix?
Well, I play mostly techno house music. I used to come from a drum and bass background, but I did the switch around, I don't know, 15 years ago. I wanted to go a bit more chill on the BPM side. But sometimes when I play daytime terrace vibes, I go through hip hop, through, well, I don't know, world music, funk, stuff like that. So I'm pretty wide range of music.
A bit of both.
Yeah.
A bit of all.
A bit of everything, yeah.
Yeah, so I also started very early, to be fair, play music. And I started techno, but not like the techno we know right now, which is much more higher in BPM, you know, 140, 150. So I'm coming from that kind of background to, you know, switch as well to a more house groovy sounds that I like to mix, I like to produce as well. So yeah, right now, as Andrei, I would say I like also world music and funky. And in fact, in the last party we played together, I was the one, you know, who started the party with more like funky grooves, disco, these kind of things that inspired me a lot, to be fair. And I love to play, you know, going back to the roots.
As for me, I play almost exclusively drum and bass. I listen to a lot of music, but this is the music that I resonate the most with.
I'm curious, what has your professional journey been like? And you said that you started early with your music career. Yeah. Did your corporate life kind of started around the same time or...?
Well, I started very early because my father was a music lover. So when I turned 12, one of my friends showed me, you know, this thing called virtual DJ. And you're talking about probably, 2010, something like this. And so, yeah, I fell in love with it. And, you know, I started to learn by myself. YouTube was a small reality back then, and so no tutorial and things like this. So I started like this. I'm from Italy, so I started in Bari, where I come from, to do some parties here and there. And then you know, I moved to London when I was 18, 19, and I had a couple of gigs I could play there. But now that we are talking about this today, the working and playing music in the big city like that is not very easy, in the sense of you must have a job to survive. And you know, the only let's say the only job I could do was just taking my weekends in. So it was very hard to keep things both together. And then when I moved in Romania, let's say my whole thing switched. Like I'd focused much more on the music side, and you know, now I'm taking very, very serious, more than in the past days. But you know, these past years wasn't like a waste or something. It was just discovering and playing things around and developing. You know, just experience, let's say.
Please.
I started playing music about 20 years ago, so that was way before WebEd. Oh. Back then I just graduated and I had a job as a translator. I kept this job, and in parallel I did the DJ thing, but the DJ thing started to boom for me, and I quit the translator job and focused only on the DJing for many years. And just now, for about 5 years, I started the WebEd job, and I'm doing this in parallel, so to say.
Ado.
Yes, what was the question again? Sorry.
What was your professional journey been like?
In the DJ life or in the workplace or both?
Both.
Yeah, they kind of worked in parallel, because I started playing music professionally, like going to other towns when I was 18, and same time I started working a small job while I was still studying. So yeah, I was splitting three ways. It worked okay and not okay all the time for me, because sometimes the job, when I didn't work in a corporate environment, when I used to work like small jobs, they took sometimes most of my time, even the weekends. But now I can say that in WebEd is pretty chill on this side, because when you finish work, it's done. Nobody bugs you, so you can focus on your DJing. And
and it's only 6 a.m. and you just can yeah, go to the club right there. You know?
The day just starts. Yeah, you can go to the... yeah, it's a good mixture now. It's a good mixture for me. I can blend in both.
I like this word, mixture.
Yeah.
Me too. How did your colleagues react when they found out about your nighttime hobby?
Good question. Searching. Let's recall.
Or even your bosses.
My boss, I remember, he asked me after 3 weeks, like this, out of sudden, are you DJ Snow? Because I know you for, I don't know which party. So yeah, I am. And why did you come here?
The one
here?
And only.
Why did you come here to work for us? I needed a job. So
I wanted to bring you Snow as well.
Yeah.
So.
Something like that.
But here at WebEds, they when they heard that so many of us are DJs, they were just glad because now when we have parties, it's just free DJs.
you don't need to book any other artists. So yes.
No, yeah, it's a standard setup when we have
for
small
you
parties.
It's free.
What, you guys are getting paid.
I started before these two guys working for WebEds, so I was a some sort of undercover, you know, doing my stuff. And then Dragos was hired and, you know, they say, oh, there is DJ Snow coming. I was like, oh, DJ Snow, I like this name, you know, DJ something, you know. So definitely we had a super connection from day one, you know. I showed him, like, look, I'm not like a DJ because I want to be a DJ. I love music, I love this, I love that. So there was a very bond connection, definitely with Dragos from the beginning. And then Andre joined in and Dragos said, oh, I know Andre, and la, la, la. So he just joined the gang, you know. I was like, okay. So far, yeah, they are happy about having three DJs in the company.
And we're happy too to be three DJs because we have stuff to talk about when we get together. Definitely. Like we can go on for
when we go on breaks.
Now. Yeah.
I'll ask maybe Monica, how about creating a label, WebEds label for this artist? Would be an asset. Okay, having the three DJs here in our studio, it means let's have also a break for listening good music. And I have the first artist from the playlist. It's called Bunt Trippin. Do you know him? Did you just know? Okay. We'll come back in a few minutes.
Anybody, 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 anybody that can
We are back at Superb Live Hacks with three beautiful and wonderful DJs. Here with us, DJ Snow, DJ Ado, and the Italian guy.
Ciao a tutti.
How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
So I have a question. Let's break the ice. A common stereotype is that the corporate world doesn't accommodate people who are different, let's say. For example, people with tattoos, piercings, or non-conformist lifestyles, such as yours. How do you feel about this in your work environment?
Well, if I think we are in 2024. Absolutely, you know, we have corporate things, realities.
You can see Vani's tattoo here.
Yeah, I mean, if I go like this to the office, I'm gonna be like, okay.
Is the lion? The lion? No, it's not the lion.
No.
Oh.
It's a girl.
Yeah, but in the HRC.
So yeah, I think we have like realities like Facebook, Google. They have, I don't know, people going for a beer during their breaks. Of course, non-alcoholic, as far as I know, for Facebook and you know. But talking about web ads, we do a lot of extra stuff, you know, that goes hand in hand with the people inside the company, you know, like such as parties and you know. So I don't think there is this.
No, but we can invite anybody who wants to just come in our lunch break at 1 o'clock and see all the different people out there enjoying the sun and the break, and it's not a problem how you look or what you think or what you do after work.
Just so you know, it's a really common fear among young people. Even I myself wanted to work in corporate, and I had people tell me, oh, you cannot work with those tattoos. And it scared me, but then I found out it's not really true.
No, of course not.
It's not true for all. A company at all. Not at all. I don't know about other companies.
I used to, at a previous job, I used to work with some clients in Cluj who would be corporate clients, and it was the same situation over there. I mean, you have all mixture of what people. They want people who work good, and they're nice people. They don't
that
care how you
be,
look.
That should be, no?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So one more time, WebEds is a cool place to work for.
Definitely.
Have you ever, I don't know, felt obliged to wear a corporate uniform? Or a better question, what do you usually wear to work, and how does your hobbies influence the way you dress? For our listeners, because we can't see you.
I think we... Let's say me and Andrei, we are kind of out of question because we both working from home. I used to be in the office, right? And I never felt the pressure of how I look like, you know, going... with a hole on my t-shirt, which I do have in some of them, but they are too beautiful for me to throw away. But yeah.
I think this depends also on the position you have in the company, because if you're the CEO, yeah, then you don't go in a t-shirt with some drawings on it at work. You go in a suit and tie, of course, but other positions, yeah, even our team leaders or managers, they're pretty laid-back dressed people.
No? Also, if you take a look at the top CEOs from Silicon Valley, they dress t-shirt, jeans, yes.
Yeah,
it's a new trend.
For me, I don't agree, for example, on this stereotype to, you know, you are a CEO or somebody and you have to put a jacket on or a trouser.
So you actually today look like a CEO's.
Yeah, exactly. No, so...
I saw a video once that a girl made how to dress for corporate, and she was like in a full suit, and everybody in the comments who actually works in corporate said, me and my baggy clothes and a dream. Speaking of fears, another common fear that I found that amongst young people is that once you start working, you won't have time for your passions or you'll be too tired for them. Many students fear entering the workforce for this reason exactly. So I'm asking you, how do you manage your time? Are there compromises? And if so, what are they? What are they?
Life is a compromise. I mean, it's full of compromises. But if you know how to mix everything, it's... I mean, I have time to do sports, I have time to listen to my music, to search for it. I sometimes go out to party, even if I'm not playing music. So it all depends on you and how you set up your life. Because, of course, you can be a workaholic and work 12 hours a day, but at WebEds, nobody's asking for that. I mean, it's pretty rare when we have to do overtime and they don't bug you. Your time is your time and that's it.
Yeah, and trust me, if it's a real passion, then you will have time for it. This is my response.
Real words, absolutely. I personally, I always been a night person, let's say. Also, my previous job was based on working at evening, night shift. So I keep this kind of pattern, you know. I, let's say, enjoy the day, yes, because when I'm off, I have to pay attention to other things, to other people. But I have to admit that for music, I keep the night things. And the reason why is because at night, most of people are sleeping, so your phone is not ringing, nobody's bothering you, you don't have a lot of distraction, so you are just with your computer making music or digging music. This for me is a very cool and very working schedule, you know?
I'm curious if you have a highlight story where these two words unexpectedly overlapped. Your job and also your passion, your hobby. Do you have a story?
Story?
Yes.
with both in yes. the same. Let me think.
The Inception.
Well, me and Dragos and Snow, we both lived out of DJing. He did it for a long time. I did it for almost five years. Like, this was our job, and I knew that every week, Friday night I was doing one club, Saturday I was doing the other. Sometimes it was Thursday, but unfortunately the pandemic came, and for me, yeah, it was the time to go back to full time job and mixing with DJing. But yeah, that's it. I think that's the only time they mix together. At the office, we don't play music, if that's the question.
We should. You know,
I do. I play breaks, music no? on YouTube for myself.
No, but not for everybody.
Yeah. About that, how open are your colleagues and or bosses about your hobbies? Was there a funny way they found out about it? I think we talked about that. Or not with everybody, though. We did not cover everybody. And have you ever seen your manager dancing on your music in front of the DJ booth?
Not only my manager. yeah, I mean, sometimes when I play or I go to parties, I meet here and there my colleagues, which are chilling, dancing, and
it's
vibing as much as I do, you know. So definitely, yeah, it's not
and
uncommon.
We also have our small parties. We organize, like, we get together some of our colleagues and us free play music. And so, yeah, it's a big chance that our manager is dancing in front of us. If she comes, yeah.
That's so funny, though.
Well, it's a really laid-back situation at WebBeds. I mean, we and the bosses are all like, hi, how are you? Not hello, sir, or hello, ma'am. So,
exactly on that topic, there's a perception that everything in corporations is extremely formal. What's the reality from your perspective? What is the morale like in WebBeds?
It's formal on paper. You know, in reality, for me, I, you know, as Andre said,
yeah, I think Andre summed it up. No,
exactly.
No.
So you joke with each other. You're not like, hello, sir.
Oh, definitely. No. I mean, nobody gets offended easily. Let's say like that, you know, no, there is not much distance between the normal agent, let's say like this, and the manager on the other side. I think personally, but I think I can speak for everybody, there is no distance, as I said.
We have cool managers.
Yeah.
Well, Dragos is actually one of our team leaders, so you're watching at a boss from our company. Yeah.
So he's the manager that dances to your party.
Yeah. He's the first in line manager.
Perfect. We'll have another break for listening good music. The next act is Makoto. I don't want to wake up. It's just
I know this.
Feeling after a party. It's Monday and I don't want to wake up. Okay, we'll
Great.
Come back in a few minutes.
Sold with. Sold with.
We are back at Superb Life Hacks and we'll switch to a few fun questions, let's say. And I will ask you, if you could organize an event for the whole company, what song would you play? How would you open the party?
I would actually choose the last song, which is a record that I used to... When you go to any pub in England, or not every pub, but if you go to these chains, I don't remember how it's called, but they play this song called Last Song And it's a, like some kind of folk. It's like get the F word out of here. It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's the best. The closing song. That's the name of the track. The closing song. It's just the perfect song to tell everybody. Yes, tell everybody. It's party finished.
What about?
What song would you mix first? Let's put it that way.
Oh man, I don't remember the name of the songs. I have to admit this. When I play music, I need to listen to it every time. So it's so hard for me to.
Dude, I would just say, you know, thank you for calling WebBets. My name is Vanya. How can I help you? And boom.
I know
a very good song to open with in drum and bass. It's called Sub Focus Rocket.
Yeah, I know it. It's good. It's a rocket song.
And maybe that one from comics, Stay True. Stay, you know,
Be True.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good song also to start a party with.
It's an amazing song.
Yeah.
So now we know how to start a party. Being a DJ is an unexpected hobby, I would say, for a corporate person. What's the most unexpected hobby you've encountered in a corporate colleague?
Unexpected hobby in a colleague.
Yeah, for example, I've found out recently that one of my colleagues is a professional archer.
Okay.
We have a colleague who is in a rock band, also in our team. So
really,
that should be mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
I know the guy.
You know the guy, of course.
So you're the most unexpected hobby of...
That looks like, no? Yeah.
Everybody else has like painting or reading or...
Yeah, swimming.
Swimming, yeah.
Reading should be mandatory.
Or having
everybody.
A snake as a pet, maybe, no?
That's not a hobby.
Yeah, exactly, you know. We don't go in these deep, dark secrets, you know?
Another fun question. If the corporate world was a genre of electronic music, what would it be?
Well, sometimes it can get to a drum and bass vibe.
This is what I wanted to say. Drum and bass for sure, yeah.
Yeah, but you go through Liquid and then you go back to some more hardcore stuff and then go back to Liquid again and maybe some hip-hop in the
and
breaks.
I would say trash. No, I'm joking.
Very rarely chill out.
Yeah, rock and roll for me. Sorry, for me it's rock and roll, you know, like sending emails and do this, do that. Very active.
You know, we've talked a lot about your passion for music, but when did you discover your, let's say, dream job? Is there anybody who influenced you in your career orientation? And I invite you to a very honest, let's say, debate on how teenagers can find today the jobs they are meant to be.
Are you referring to the music aspect or to the...
To the job.
The WebEds job.
To the WebEds, yes, okay. Exactly.
Well,
and also you can tell us what do you do in WebEds.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
as
so
a professional career. Yes,
we're all in the same team. We handle some specific situations with our partners.
We solve problems.
We solve problems.
Problem solving. You know,
problem solving.
There is something happening. You go on holiday, and boom, there is no accommodation. Then Andre comes in and say, hey, I'm your Mr. Wolf, you know?
Yeah.
So let's sum it up like this. And
But which is the department? In QA, you are working on?
No, partner support.
Partner support, it's called. And we are dealing with problems.
Usually,
with problem solvers.
Usually with hotels, yeah. When the hotel make problems for us, we solve them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Problem solvers, okay. Yeah. And regarding the teenagers today, how do you think so? Do you have some advices for them for finding their dream jobs? Is it difficult today? What do you think?
Well, they need to try. Go try out everything. I mean, you cannot know what your dream job is if you don't try it. It's been my philosophy all my life. I mean, go to a job. Okay, I don't like this. Then you can find another one. The job market is open. And while you're young, you can switch. Because it's pretty easy when you're in your 20s to switch jobs. It's not a problem. But if you're going to realize it's your dream job when you get there, I think for me it's been that way.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you have a hobby like us, for example, don't do. I'm joking. Sometimes teenagers, they, you know, if you really love something, accountant. I don't know, and just go and look for a job. As Andrei said, just try anything.
Trial and error. Try it, and maybe the first one it's your dream job. Maybe you think this may be your dream job, and then you will realize that it's not what it looks. Exactly. So just try, just go with it.
Yeah.
And for those looking to start a corporate career, if you have any advices or which are the benefits for working in a corporate.
Well, for me, I cannot speak for everybody, but it's pretty decent pay. You got a lot of benefits. We get a gym membership also. We do a lot of activities together. We have a lot of stuff going out around the office between all the companies. So there's a lot of us at the office, not only our team. So we get to blend in. We have pizzas. We have fun on the terrace.
Mental health.
Yeah, we have mental health.
Great colleagues.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a really nice dynamic medium.
We've talked about a lot of myths in this episode. What would you say is the biggest myth about corporate life?
To be constant, I don't know, to you know, just the myth. Yeah, as we were talking in our breaks, there are people who are do fear to go to corporate because, they will look at me and they will not hire, or I don't know, they will have a prejudice about my look, and so that's all false, guys. You know, corporate job life, it's something else. It's great colleagues, good working place, especially WebEds, like, because this is my first corporate job, to be fair, cannot compare anything, to be fair, with WebEds and people working for WebEds.
Also, maybe the one with that you're going to be overworked, I mean, there are some bad apples on the market, and maybe you fall in a place where you get overworked, but for us it's not the case. It's like,
I just wanted to say that because there's this picture. If you search for corporate man on Google or anything, the image that pops up is this burnt out person, or like that's the stereotype.
There is work in place, but
yeah, of course there is work, but and it's like every other job. Like you work for any other job, you know. Some jobs are more harder, some jobs are less harder. Let's say that in a corporate job you have some sort of targets, and the myth would be like if you don't meet the targets you're gonna be fired the next day. It doesn't really happen at this level. Of course, if you probably are a CEO or something, you know, things are not going the right direction, you might have some issues, but that's it.
Maybe also you can tell us some DJs or artists that inspired you and also inspired you today in your creative process and of course connection with music.
Our influences, so yeah, to yeah, say. Yeah. I would mention as influence LTJ Bookham, Ed Rush, DJ Hype, NDC. Yeah.
For me,
as I mentioned during the break, one of the first parties I've been through actually here in Târgu Mureș was like 2002 or 2003, and DJ Snow was playing. So I wasn't thinking about becoming a DJ back then. I was just a fan. I was actually listening to more to rock than electronic music, and being to that party, I was like, oh, this sounds way
this
better.
This was happening in
2002 or 2003. I don't know. You played at Sala Asea, if you remember that party.
Yes, I do.
I was still in high school back then, so...
Do you still remember Ado in the first place, looking at you?
I don't know if we met or if we knew each other back
then. No,
I was just joking.
I was just a groupie back then.
Uh-huh. For me, DJs, as a DJ, I would say Craig Richard, which is the
Residence
of Fabric in London. Sonia Müller, great talented woman DJ. Francesco Del Garda, which is a DJ from my region, Puglia. As a DJ, as a producer, I would say the most influence, but not only influence, but like how the technique and the sounds, it's, I would say Jamie XX.
Yes.
I love, it's my favorite album, In Color, in 2015. It's just...
we have it in our playlist as well.
It's beautiful, you know. For me, it's like looking at him and say, oh my God.
So inspiring.
Very, very much.
Are these also DJs that you would do a back-to-back?
Jimmy XS probably no.
No. with Sonia maybe.
Sonia, yeah, definitely. We can play a couple of records. Why not? actually, I read...
And also some Netflix and chill maybe.
No. Not my type. Yeah, so she was awarded in Switzerland as like a pioneer of you know, house music, electronic music. So when I look at these people, I just look at this kind of stuff. When I look at DJ, not only how they mix, the skills they have, but also what kind of personality these people have as well, and that's inspired me a lot, you know. Like I choose to play here instead of there. Yeah, it's something that I follow, and yeah.
So I'm curious. You look like very good DJs, and I really want to come to your next gig. What would be that for everybody? So
Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday.
Oh, where?
You are lucky because you get three at the
All
price
of
yeah.
one.
So yeah, this Friday
in the same time, three different rooms, like in Berlin, you know.
No,
or in the same room, but at the same time.
Well, that's on your choice. but for this Friday, we have one room with actually four DJs. There is another artist opening up for the party, Mandy. Hello, if you're listening. and then there will be me, Hado, and DJs Noh. So this Friday at Le Club.
At what time?
Well, I think we're starting at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we're going to close...
Till late. The music, we have a lot. So that's a short thing.
And for the next weeks ahead, if you have something...
I do, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of the clubs here. Yeah,
of course.
I'm gonna play, I don't know, Je Bistro's reopening. And
really? When?
Hopefully I'm allowed to say it. Okay, on the 8th of November, yeah, they already announced their party, and I'm playing, I think, on the 22nd of November there.
Oh, we are glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Did you know?
No other confirmed gigs for me in the next weeks.
I have not confirmed gigs, but yeah, I'm working on new music productions. I have a couple of songs to release soon. So yeah.
As a producer, you are focused on which style?
Yeah, I like to produce breaks lot in the lately, a lot. I'm having this period that I'm producing breaks and also house minimal music. So this type of vibe, it groovy. I like vocals here and there. So yeah.
And how can people find you? What are your socials?
DJ Noh on Facebook. Careful, because there are several DJs Noh out in the open. So Instagram, DJs Noh RO from Romania.
Yeah, Vani Dani Music on Instagram. I'm really bad at social medias, guys. I really try to keep up. I sounds very old, but I'm not. However, I don't know. I have this kind of relationship with social media that I'm trying to make it good, but I cannot really keep up, to be honest. I'm more focusing on making music, play gigs, digging. You know, that's my passion. The rest is, you know, I do what I can. But yeah, Vani Dani.
And I'm also on Instagram, Ado Trick Track. You can find me there. And I don't do TikTok. It's too I'm too old for that.
You don't do TikTok.
No.
Thank you so much for being today here in our studio, and also for sharing your life and hobbies with us and with our listeners. We can't wait to see you in a future gig. We'll be there.
Pleasure.
Yes. And for all the listeners, we are coming back next week in another episode for Superb Life Hacks. At the end of this radio show, we are going to listen. It's an artist from Arjuna Deep. It's called Latrell Something Right. So thank you one more time and see you next week.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for inviting.
Bye-bye.